Well, thank you. You know, we just wrapped up our session and did a lot of good work. Of course, people always look at the session as a whole and look at the last few weeks as, you know, this is what's going to profile or be able to define whether we were successful or not successful up there. And I can tell you that we kind of fly a little bit under the radar, but we had some wins. We had some really substantial wins for District 33. We were able to pull about 30 some odd million dollars into our district, various hospital expansions, education funding for our veterans, just all kinds of things. Even hit on some ag issues. We were able to provide some tax credits for first-generation farmers so that we can support those folks. Just overall, some good successes for us. Another thing that we were able to finish up this year was, I don't know if you guys know, I've been working on getting access to physical therapists without having to have a script. And so we were able to pull that off. So now you can just go directly to your physical therapist, just as you would right now to your chiropractor. So that to us is a win because of, you know, health care in rural areas. It's mostly about accessibility. And so being able to get to services faster is important to the folks around us. Just things here and there. I will have a whole summary that we'll put together. We just finished up. But I think the big news for me is I've got a new grandbaby. So just about a few days ago, we had our fourth grandbaby born, and his name is Hayes Carter, and we're pretty proud of him. So I've been a little sleep-deprived trying to finish up session and take care of Kate. But I always enjoy the opportunity to visit. Yes.
One more thing while it was fresh in my mind. Inflation is still horrible. How is the state of Missouri faring under this? It's affecting everyone, but how's Missouri doing under the weight of the higher inflation that we've been seeing?
You know, we're looking to find ways that we can save our folks money. So we did get rid of the Social Security tax, which I think will help for the state. And then also looking at other ways we can reduce some tax on income, some tax on personal property, things like that. That's the work that we're looking at as far as being able to control prices at the grocery store or at the gas pump. At a state level, that's a little tough. But looking at other ways that we can offset some of those costs to the everyday family. Yeah.